If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right. Welcome back to Mind Pump, the handsomest show on iTunes.
Yeah. Very handsome.
The handsomest.
Do.
No, let's be honest. Handsome-ish. It's Ish. Handsome-ish. Yeah. I'm here with Adam Schaefer.
Woo-woo!
Justin Andrews.
Yeah, baby.
And you're hearing Sal DiStefano. All right, I got a surprise for you guys.
Oh, we like these.
For the listeners, they have no idea what I'm about to talk about. Actually, this is a good...
For the listeners, how about Justin and Adam don't know shit?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You guys don't know what I'm about to talk about.
Yeah, we like to do this every once in a while. We like to throw a curveball and see...
We call it the Sal Surprise.
The Sal Surprise. Surprise. The Sneaky Sal.
The Sal Surprise. Sometimes it stinks.
What?
Sometimes it doesn't.
So this one, Adam, I got bad news for you, bro.
Oh, God. Why do you got to pick on me? I feel like you always get after me.
I do, because this is bad for you. This is bad news. So
this is bad news. I like this one already. Why is it bad news for me?
This is bad.
Get him.
And good news for Justin.
Oh, even better. I like this.
Good news for Justin. So there was a big study done in the UK recently, and
I know it.
And 75. So they took a whole bunch of women. It was a survey. It was like thousands of women in the study, and they found that 3 out of 4 women prefer men with belly fat versus men with a visible six.
Oh, you did me dirty right there. You did me dirty.
Not like a big belly, but they said having some like visible body fat on the belly was they would be more attracted to a guy with that over a guy with
regionally
with a six.
Your
pack.
Boss.
Well,
universally.
He's the boss.
Dominating.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think about that?
No, you know, here's I actually find I find that fascinating. But I do.
By fascinating, you say bullshit.
Yeah. No. I don't think it's bullshit. I think it's actually true. It just sucks because and here's how I'll tell you how I've come to this conclusion is that if I look at like my very first photo shoot I did. When I was definitely not in the best shape I've ever been in. I was in really good shape. I was 7% body fat. And I just came off of being fat.
Right.
And I get more likes and more shares of those pictures.
When you're still huggable.
Yeah. Well, I felt like I had a much softer, natural look to me. And then now that I'm all in the men's physique world, I've been doing this for like a little over 2 years. Now, like, not to say that there still isn't people that don't like the vascular and paper thin skin look and ridiculously gorgeous. Like, I had to throw that last one.
You know what?
I mean, you know what I mean.
But the study. So here's the thing.
But I get less love on that stuff. You know.
So the study didn't look at that. So
oh, it didn't.
So okay. So yeah, we've known for a long time that women are not attracted to like the hardcore bodybuilder look. I've known that since I was a kid. You know, I'd show my cousins,
which is why men's physique. I felt like became more appealing because it's a little more.
It's still extreme. If you show average woman, it's still a little extreme.
You're right.
This study said that women prefer men with a belly versus men with a six pack.
Yeah.
So not 7% versus 2%, like 13% versus 7%.
Yeah, dude. You're going to stack David Beckham versus like. Some like chubby dude, and they're gonna be like, "Yeah, chubby dude."
Well, so here's
I don't think so. I think that's not
maybe.
Accurate.
Well, okay, I got it.
Maybe there's some correlations that go with chubby with bellies. Maybe that yes, maybe 90%
chubby.
Maybe 90% of guys with chubby bellies. Maybe they perform differently in the bedroom, and maybe they have larger wallets to go with them.
They do.
And
they
those
do.
Guys
are not where very I thought you were going.
Yeah.
Maybe those guys with, you know, David Beckham abs, okay?
I don't know, because someone
maybe
who's
they're used, a little maybe more they're, promiscuous.
Well, and maybe they're not much of a giver in the bedroom because they're used to girls being all over them and handling their business.
Well, so here's my theory.
Maybe being pudgy makes you work a little more.
Well, here's my theory.
Literally.
I think women, if they're going to like look at a picture of a celebrity or look at a poster, they probably prefer the six-pack dude. But in real life, I think it makes them, it might make them feel insecure.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, oh, he looks a certain way and that's going to make me feel like I need to look a certain way. Or B, he looks narcissistic and he's always focused on himself. He's not going to focus on me. That's what
I think. Absolutely.
I think it's what Doug gets a lot.
That's what, yeah.
I think that's the reason why Doug's single right now is I think people, women just think he's just way too ridiculously good looking. He must be an asshole.
Too good looking for
him. Yeah, he's pretty fucking ripped, and that might be what's going on.
I think it is. I think he's too intimidating, dude. We need to soften Doug up a little bit. Maybe that's our next deal.
Yeah.
Maybe our next plan.
Doug, what's your Instagram? What is your Instagram? Is it just Doug Eggy?
I think so. I don't pay much attention.
This fucking guy doesn't even know his own Instagram.
You know what?
We're about to blow him up.
Listen, Doug is a 49-year-old fit, ripped gentleman. Very nice man. You can find him at Doug Eggy.
He looks like he's 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 35.
You can't edit this out, Doug.
He looks 35. So if you're a 45-year-old soft woman, he's probably a little intimidating.
Yeah.
So you're probably better if you're 25, 28-ish range.
Yeah.
He would probably do better with
then
that.
Then you won't be so intimidated by him.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Hot, 25, 28.
Nah.
No, 18's a little young. Yeah, 18's a little young. He has a daughter that's not too far off that. So that's too young.
So this study about women not being attracted to dudes with abs. What are body parts that we think we got no women in the room that we think women are attracted to?
Guys?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, what have you heard?
You know, I think girls are...
I love it. See, I love it when we pretend we're experts on a subject. Fucking idea. Yeah.
I don't think I have an idea. Different women say different things. So I think it's...
They touch you, right?
I think for women, there's actually more diverse... Guys, it's either tits or ass, right? It's either tits or ass.
Those are the two humdingers.
It is right there.
I like how he says
bing
it like
and bong.
Yeah, he says it like it's 1 + 1 = 2.
It pretty much is. It pretty much is 1 + 1 = 2.
Math.
That's pretty much what it is for guys. But with girls, I think a lot of different girls. Some girls are like, oh, I just a guy with a great big strong back, or a guy that has great arms. If he has great arms, I love his arms, or a big chest, or some girls love
beard.
The abs.
I want to run my fingers through beard.
Yeah. Girls are weird. Dude, girls like all kinds of different stuff, which actually, I mean, is probably to our benefit as men that we can get away with, lacking in all kinds of other different departments. But I think for girls, it's very diverse. Guys, not so much. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much. You got one or the other or both? I mean, you got both. You're a winner, right? We're winning all the way around there.
I don't know. I think if you're a guy and you want to attract women, you just got to be confident. Yeah. I've had way too many friends, man, that just physically you would think never in a million years would women be attracted to them. And then, they walk into a room and it's like chicks all over them.
Well, and that's where we're
or
different.
Or be funny. Yeah.
This is where we're different. Yeah. We're stimulated. Women are stimulated different than men are, bottom line. We're very visual, right? Very, very visual. I mean, and women are more emotional, right? So I think how a man stimulates a woman on that level, on an intellectual level, on an emotional level, versus us, which we're so visual, which is why makeup and all that shit works on us.
Well, it depends if they're ovulating or not, right?
Yeah, that's the science.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest though, because if you really think about it, if the visual thing was that important to the women, why wouldn't men wear makeup too? Why wouldn't we get it? Why wouldn't we make our skin look cleaner and glow better and have eyeliner and stuff?
I don't know.
Like,
maybe we're tapping into something. This sounds like a business we can get into.
You know what we should do?
Men's makeup.
This is what we should do. We should test this on Justin when he gets done with this program.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
This would be a perfect
time. We'll put a GoPro on him. Have him go into a club with different shades of eyeshadow.
Yeah, mascara.
Whatever.
Yeah, lipstick.
And, good luck. Yeah, doing that.
Different hairstyles.
And let's see how this goes. I think this is a great idea, actually.
This is genius. This is brilliant. You know what, though? I don't think we should do it unless the Mind Pump listeners want us to do it.
I think so.
So if we get a lot of support from the Mind Pump listeners.
Hey, you guys, I'm coming after you if you write about this ridiculousness.
He's actually got a pissed off.
I'm not okay with that. No.
That's right. You don't want to be the guinea pig in this one or what?
I'm not that kind of dude.
I have one for you, since we're talking about this. And I hope we can talk about this. I hope your guys' wives don't care about this stuff.
Means they will. When you preface anything with that.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, what is the weirdest thing that a girl has ever told you that she likes on your physique or fetish that she has? Have you ever? What's the weirdest fetish or weird things have you come to? You know, like toe sucking and weird fetishes altogether, like things that they like.
Well, I can tell you my
frostbite toe.
I can tell you what my wife said said about me.
Go ahead, because that sounds so exciting.
My jaw. She likes my jaw. So when I clench my teeth and you can see like the jaw muscles, you know, on the side, she finds that really, she says sexy.
Yeah, see, that's different. Yeah. That's very unique.
So it's kind of weird.
That is weird. Yeah. That's good. That's a good one right there.
And then
there.
My mom says I'm handsome. I have handsome hair.
So I have a girl that's a trainer.
Shut up. Do they all?
Mine
do.
What?
God damn it.
What happened?
All moms say that?
That's it.
Say what?
She's lying then?
I don't know. Maybe she is. She's lying to me too.
Do you remember? Okay, we all went out to dinner like, I don't know, a month ago. And going out to dinner with Adam in public is pretty interesting. What? We were walking.
Oh, we're going to talk about that?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
What are we talking about right now?
Bro, we were walking down the street.
Like cat calls.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you. Oh, hey, tall guy.
That guy. What's your name? Come over here. Yeah. Sit with us.
And Adam's just walking around like, yeah.
Stupid. You don't walk around like that.
I'm going to do a little physique spin right here. And then they're like,
I did my quarter turns on the street of one.
The best experiencing right now.
Yeah, the best is he's looking at us like, what? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, this happens. Yeah. I feel kind of
off, guys. I only had three girls. Yeah.
It's stupid, dude.
We're hating, bro. That's all.
It is, you know, and I attribute most of it to the quarter turns. I turn very well.
I've been working on those poses.
Yeah, you guys walk down the street, then you turn left on the light. You guys just like, you look terrible. But
we're all protracted and just like,
yeah, no, exactly.
Like, you know, I'm stepping real hard.
I plant. I rotate. Show my good side, cross the street, plant, rotate again, show my other good side.
He stopped right where that street light was and like the light went on him and reflected. He's like,
stupid. Yeah, yeah.
And then they're all, I get it now.
I walked across the street. I was like, I don't like this.
I know.
Yeah. He's the center of attention.
Not cool.
Why don't you get fatter, Adam, and see if you get more attention? Just because the study said that would happen.
See, like this is where I have to kind of.
Now you don't want to do it.
No. If you want to be anecdotal here, right? So let me tell you, I've been from all the way to 19% body fat to all the way down to 2% body fat. And, you know, maybe the average girl who's married or wants to marry a guy, maybe that's what your study is more towards. But I have been to Las Vegas. I've been to places where there are large populations of the opposite sex. And I've been there at 19% body fat and I've been there at 2% body fat. And let me tell you, there is a significant difference in the attention that I got at 2% versus 19%. Yeah. So, and everywhere in between, I'm the leaner and the more aesthetic I've been, the more attention from the opposite sex have I gotten from it.
Yeah, I think the siphoning factor is that it's like, are they going to have a relationship with you? Or are they just like, oh, candy?
They just want to lick
right?
They just want to lick my stomach.
Oh, I don't.
Oh my God.
Well, that's what most of them
that's
would say.
Not where I was going with that.
They said that to you?
Oh, absolutely. I've had that. Sure.
their mouth just opens immediately.
My girl's a writer, though. She's been around to see all that stuff. She doesn't even get fake.
She don't trip out?
Yeah, no, because she knows I don't trip on it. So she don't trip on it.
Well, I think if you're a guy and you're trying to work out to impress women, it's probably not the best. That's probably not the best reason to work out. I don't think you're going to stay consistent to a routine.
It's a good place to start, though.
It's probably the place they all start. I think every dude.
If you like all that attention, you know, go for it. That's all I can say.
See, this is what's unique about all three of us saying this. And Justin will tell you that. Like, no, I'll tell you, it's pretty fucking cool. It's pretty cool, actually. It's pretty neat. You know,
I think your best attribute is how humble you are. You know, that's probably the best.
You know, humble or not humble, whatever. You know, I tell you right now that to each their own. Maybe somebody doesn't like the attention and this and that, and like some people don't like that. I'm not saying that I'm an attention whore at all, but I'll tell you right now, when you get that attention from the opposite sex, especially when it's attractive, it feels good. And a lot of it feels good because you know the hard work that you put in to build that physique. You busted your ass day in, day out in the gym, and it's like, they're not telling you, hey, you have a beautiful physique, just because of the compliments that you're getting and the attention that you're getting is a compliment in itself. And I believe all how you handle it is key too, because I like to think that, you know, I know I talk this way and I'm very blunt and straightforward on this show, but I don't think that I'm an arrogant prick. I don't think that I come off that way.
No.
As much as we joke around and stuff like that, I like to think that I'm pretty humble and down to
earth. We're just having a good time.
No, yeah. We're just having fun.
Which, yeah, I think I'm a pretty down to earth.
You don't gotta justify your
shit. No, not at all. No. Antics. I 100% will tell you that I enjoy the attention. I would be lying if I said I didn't. But I also
like watching it.
You sound like my best friends are like, yeah. I just like to be around, dude. I just like to pick the scraps up, dude.
You to carry me on your shoulders.
I just like to know where we're going. It's going to be a good time. Where we go? No, I just how you handle it and how you deal with it. That's what matters most. You know, I think being real with yourself and real with others. It feels good, especially when you put the hard work in.
Well, the two, I'd say probably for body parts, abs. If you're at the beach, I've seen dudes that had like no muscle but had abs.
Yeah, that's really abs, and then like arms, right?
It can't
abs, arms.
You know what's
chest.
Funny? I've gotten the most comments and stuff on pictures of my quads, of all things, my legs.
Really?
Yes, from girls, and they'll say, you know, they'll post like hearts or whatever. From my quads, of all things. I thought, and I would never think that in a million years. I think that they would think that quads were gross.
No, there's a lot of girls that I think a lot of girls think it's unattractive to see a guy that's in balance. That see a guy that's super top heavy and then he has no legs whatsoever.
Oh yeah, it looks like shit.
Yeah, no, it's that's why when I do go and wear shorts, I got to wear them really, really short ones to show that I have good quads, because my calves fucking suck.
Yeah, you know? Just wear the Speedo.
No, I'm like, look, I got quads. I swear to God, I train legs more than anything else.
Yeah.
do you even work your calves, Justin, or are they just naturally that big?
Boom.
He's like, I did one time in 2007. Dude,
what a dick. It's all the explosive sprinting and everything I've done forever. It's just happened. Yeah. It happened. You know? Yeah. It's really, I get more comments about, you know, my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
it's
what?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like my center of gravity.
Is that your wife says you have a, is that what she says?
I don't know. She doesn't say nothing about it.
He's like, she doesn't compliment me, bro.
She doesn't ever. No. You don't have she likes my chest.
Your pecs?
Yeah.
Your pectacles?
My pectacles.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
I'm going to have to ask my girl what she thinks her favorite is. I don't know.
One of the weird ones. Like, if a girl compliments your ass or something, you're just like, what? Really?
Yeah,
that's weird. It's because when you used to wear those, it's all based off of pants. Okay, so if you played baseball, played football, you have to wear these tight pants, and it shows everything. Yeah. So
we don't have yoga pants. Well, actually, they do now. That's like the new style,
yeah,
guys.
So that's the only time that happened. But yeah, I used to get that all the time.
What do you guys think? You think I could do that?
What?
Would you guys make fun of me if I wore those?
Yes,
that's yoga pants.
It's like the new trend for
would
guys.
We make fun of you? Yes. It's, should you do it? Yes.
Okay. I love you.
Yes. Okay, you'll do that while I. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna let people put makeup on me. fuck you guys.
No, the new trick. I mean, the guys. So many. You see guys now wearing the spandex, you know, fitted Under Armour pants.
You know why I would never do that? Because it shows the front. Like
your package.
Yeah, you get
it's
your
saran wrap, man. It hugs it too tight.
It's different. Like a woman can wear tight spandex stuff.
Well,
and,
I could wear some.
And know, at the worst case scenario,
they don't have protruding objects.
Yeah, she'll have a camel toe at the worst, right? But a dude's gonna have, you know, his stuff right there. And I just, you know how it is, you squat heavy.
I feel like if I wear those really tight pants, like that, you'll see how good my quads look, and it will make my calves look a little bit bigger, I think, because I got the extra layer with the spandex on there, and then it's you'll get to see the shape. Because right now, like,
you know what you should do? Wear really short shorts with spandex underneath, so that way it covers just the top, but you can see like the leg.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I have like Daisy Dukes on with some spandex shorts or spandex pants.
They're good for.
We should have the listeners pick our outfits for when we go to Planet Fitness to eat all the pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what should we wear? I want to wear a wrestling singlet.
Yeah, I want to have a wrestling
singlet. Dude, if you did that, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, just rip off my, you know, my jersey or whatever.
We need to stop talking about that and do that. I think we're due for a good trip. Mind Pump needs to hit the road.
Yeah.
It's time. Mind Pump to hit the road, and then we're going to get some
guests.
I want,
mirror sunglasses and a fanny pack for sure.
Excellent.
Oh, can I tell you today? No, not today. This was, let's see here. I just got back. It was Friday. I'm in the gym working out before I left. And a floral floral shorts. And they look like swim trunks.
This is you?
No. Next to me. Floral shorts. Okay. Yeah. Floral shorts. And they were like, I don't know, thigh high, you know, like mid thigh. And then a brown fanny pack. And then, it gets better. And a tank top and a disc man inside the
disc man.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah. 1990 just punched me in the head.
I wanted to take a picture. Only this person knows who I am. And I know who they are too. I happen to know his wife. And I was like, fuck, I can't. If I take a picture and it goes viral, I'll never forgive him. So I can tell the story.
You should have hit it like in the middle of his workout. So it's skipping.
I do.
I hate when that happens.
He's listening to Def Leppard.
Isn't it crazy that I listen to Def Leppard every now and then.
Dude, Def Leppard, rock it.
Yeah, dude, pour some sugar on me in the middle of a set, dude. That's like, get some.
It's on right now in every strip club, I think.
All
right,
so I think we should end this episode on basically 75% of women prefer little belly fat.
And a huge cock.
There's the cock joke.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.